This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A 20-truck convoy of from the Egyptian Red Crescent carrying humanitarian aid, including food, medicine, and water, began entering the besieged Gaza Strip Saturday through the Egypt-controlled Rafah crossing. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
A trickle of desperately needed supplies crosses into the Gaza Strip. The 20-truck convoy is the first to arrive into the bordered territory from neighboring Egypt since the war started. More than 200 vehicles carrying roughly 3,000 tons of aid had been positioned near the Rafah border crossing for days. Gaza's 2.3 million Palestinians, half of whom have fled their homes, have been rationing food and drinking dirty water. Hospitals say they are running low on medical supplies and fuel for emergency generators amid a territory-wide power blackout. The opening comes after visits to the region from U.S. President Joe Biden and U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres. But the United Nations has called for more aid to flow into Gaza, saying the convoy allowed into the enclave is insufficient to stop a catastrophic humanitarian situation. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Egypt opened a peace summit Saturday focused on the crisis in Gaza, featuring leaders from the European Union as well as the Arab world, seeking to head off a wider regional conflict. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock, in her comments, said Israel has the right to defend itself and protect its people, but said the fight against Hamas must be carried out with due concern for the humanitarian situation in Gaza.
I appeal to everyone to not fan the flames of hatred, because that is exactly what Hamas and their sponsors want: to risk further regional escalation, to divide us. This terrorist plan must not play out.
This is VOA News. The Israel-Hamas war and efforts to ensure continued support for Ukraine dominated a Friday summit between U.S. President Joe Biden, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, and European Council President Charles Michel. VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittig-Oswara has this report.
The now two-week-long war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza and 20 months of Russia's invasion on Ukraine form the backdrop of the U.S.-EU summit in Washington between European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen, European Council President Charles Michel, and U.S. President Joe Biden.
We stood together to support the brave people of Ukraine in the face of Putin's aggression, and we stood together to tackle the economic challenges and establish standards to guide our relationship with China. And we're standing together now to support Israel in the wake of Hamas's appalling terrorist attack.
The transatlantic partners also aim to curb China's growing power and improve ties to the global south, as well as keep North Korea's and Iran's weapons program in check. Patsy Wittig-Oswara, VOA News, Washington.
In an interview with the Associated Press, the head of Kyiv's Center for Military Legal Studies, Alexander Musienko, said he does not believe the U.S. and EU commitments to Ukraine will falter, despite international focus shifting to the Middle East in the Israel-Hamas war.
I think that when we are talking about Western world, Western coalition, that's very important to show autocracies and to autocracies and dictators' regimes that Western is united, because it will be, you know, that because someone in Russia, someone in Iran, someone in Beijing will think that, look, we will have success and we will win.
The death toll for the deadliest U.S. wildfire in more than a century has increased by 1 to 99 after Maui police found additional remains in Lahaina. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
A police spokesperson said Friday the remains were recovered last week. An autopsy and forensic examination verified that the remains were not from a previously recovered individual. Police have identified the remains of 97 people so far from the August 8th fire that wiped out much of Lahaina, a historic town on Maui's west coast. The remains of two have yet to be identified. Six people are still missing. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.